to the unfolding humanitarian disaster in northwest Iraq, where tens of thousands of people are trapped on a mountain with no water and few supplies. Mount Sinjar is surrounded by militants from the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, which took over Sinjar City and the surrounding area on Sunday. About 200,000 people, most of them from the Yazidi minority, fled their homes, but now many are trapped on that mountain with little vegetation, and some have already died of dehydration. Marzio Babil is the Iraq representative for UNICEF. He's with us from Erbil, Iraq. And Marzio, what do we know right now about this situation on Mount Sinjar?
We have today an unknown number of families hiding on the mountains where obviously we have a stone desert surrounding these mountains, no water, no food, no market, and obviously no trees or plants. This is a very rugged terrain where survival would be probably impossible after 4 days. We are concerned not only about the destiny of 25,000 innocent children, but we are concerned and actually horrified by the death of more than 40 children who died unnecessarily as a consequence of this event. These are minority children, from newborns to young children, who have died by trauma, infection, dehydration during this rushed displacement and run for life.
Have any aid workers been able to get there?
Unfortunately not. I've been probably one of the first and only people who have visited Sinjar on the 28th of June when UNICEF opened the Western Humanitarian Corridor from Peshkabur borderline in the northern Kurdistan down to the Sinjar town along the line of the border with Syria. At that time, there was a small hospital and two primary health care clinics. Everybody fled, including the medical director, who is actually displaced now and safe, with whom we are in touch, and gave us the terrible information of the fact that no services are available at the moment, and the number of people who are still trapped in villages around mountains, surrounded by jihadists, or in caves and crevices of the mountains is very high. We're talking about 40,000, 45,000 people. There is an initiative that the Iraqi federal government has initiated over the last 48 hours, which is airdropping water and food,
right,
trying to reach these people and ensure survival. You know, success rate is still very low because there are logistical difficulties and obviously risks and threats coming from the terrain. We truly hope that in the next 48 hours, the support and the multi-partner attempt to make these airdrops more specific, more precise, more targeted will save more lives.
But won't you eventually have to get the people out of there, whether by airlifting them out of there or somehow beating back these ISIS fighters and clearing a road so that you can get them out?
There is no doubt in my mind that to save children's lives, there must be a humanitarian corridor established, secured, and maintained. This is what we did 1.5 months ago, when though the push of the jihadists was far away. It was still around Mosul, in much more inner part of Nineveh. Now the game is completely changed, and we are facing an enormous disaster in the next week to come unless something is done.
Tell us about the Yazidi, this minority sect, why they are so hated by ISIS.
They are hated not only by ISIS. If we go back in time, they have been persecuted by Saddam Hussein regime as well. They are non-Muslim. They don't recognize themselves as Arabs, and they obviously have their own faith, culture, language, and dialect. So they have faced constant persecution. This crisis will last long, and the last enemy of everybody is winter. If we are not able to provide adequate strategic planning for winter, winter is going to be particularly rigid and cold in all these mountainous areas. So winterization, coupled with a strong, intense humanitarian assistance by UNICEF and other UN agencies, is paramount.
Marzio Babil is the Iraq representative for UNICEF, joining us today from Erbil in Iraq. Marzio Babil, thank you very much.
Thank you.